Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 30th of August 2013, and welcome to this week's Wholesome Bites. This week has been extremely busy in the house. The four-year-old started school on Wednesday. When I say he started school, last year he attended Montessori, Irish language Montessori, for his free preschool year, courtesy of the government, and he had an absolute ball. This year he started full-time, well, no, it's I suppose you can't really class it as full-time, but this year he started mainstream education on Wednesday. So he started in junior infants, but of course, because he's going to an Irish language school, he started the Nina an Bioga. He bounced out the door. He had an absolute ball in school. I, like the overprotective mother that I am, bawled my eyes out as I left him in school on Wednesday, but there's not been a bother in him. He's had an absolutely fantastic time in school. I'm hoping that he keeps up this brilliant attitude to education and to school. It's wonderful to see, particularly refreshing when his 14-year-old sister is not as enthusiastic. And I do understand that that's something that comes with age, but the differences between the two are quite marked. His 14-year-old sister is starting her junior cert year this year, so that's going to make for interesting evenings. What else has been going on the blog? Monday, I have to say, look, guys, you know, the whole Miley Cyrus VMA thing, there's no point in taking it too seriously as a concerned Irish mother. And you can imagine me standing in my kitchen with my flowery apron and my wooden spoon in hand and my hair up on rollers. If you know me, you know that that's not really what I look like or what I do. But anyway, I put my concerned Irish mammy hat on and wrote a little bit of advice for Miley Cyrus on the blog, which happens to be one of the quickest posts I have ever written. I think it took me all of 3 minutes, and the amount of visits to the blog to read it in the space of 24 hours nearly crashed the server, and I apologise to my server provider over that. Very, very popular. I think people understood that I wasn't taking it too seriously, but also I was raising awareness of a, yeah, no, look, forget about it. I wasn't taking it too seriously. On Wednesday, I blogged about our fantastic Irish tomatoes. The Totally Terrific Tomato Festival is on in Rolleston Garden Centre on Sunday afternoon, which is just outside of Swords. There's plenty of information on their website. You can find a link to it on mine. I also blogged a very, very simple tomato tart. Fantastic, fresh, clean flavours. And the bonus is, if you buy all of your ingredients in the supermarket, the portion amount for the portion cost for the tomato tart will come in at just under 75 cent. And that includes your power costs for running an oven to make it, which is a cost that I don't think an awful lot of people take into account when they're cooking. Anyway, bearing in mind that the average portion cost of our food in the house has to be under a euro, and when I made the tomato tart myself, it cost us under 50 cent because we grew our own tomatoes. If you bear that in mind and then you compare the cost that Jamie Oliver has per portion in his new book, which is out, I think it may be out already, his new series starts on Monday, which is also based around frugal eating, my costs are coming in at half of his. There's food for thought. Is his book as frugal as he claims it is? His comments in the press over the last couple of days about families who eat frugally, families who eat well, families who eat convenience food, have certainly ruffled an awful lot of feathers. He made an explanation, he didn't make an apology, but he did qualify and quantify his remarks on Mumsnet yesterday. If you don't read Mumsnet, you're probably not a mum and you're more than likely not based in the UK. But his comments are worth a read. I think I'm prepared to take him at his word And I'll certainly be tuning in on Monday to see his show, to see exactly what he does do and what advice he gives to people. I find it very, very interesting that somebody who does as well as he does has elected to share this information from an unqualified perspective, because I'm not so sure that he's ever been in the position where he's had such a small amount of money to live on. Anyway, there's some food for thought. You can find me on Twitter at WholesomeIE, and every other social network you'll find me as Wholesome Ireland. Until next week, whatever you're up to, have a really good time. And here's hoping that the first full week of school brings less temper tantrums on the way home and an awful lot more rest. Take care. Bye.